Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Journey to Worthiness, comes from the audio program Men, Women, and Worthiness from Brené Brown. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Brené in Houston for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Brené's work resonates so strongly with me. I think part of that is her clear, simple, and friendly style that makes me feel like I'm sitting across the kitchen table from a dear friend. Her work is so much power because I feel that we can all connect with it, learn from it, and become better people because of it. Entering into this work could be a little scary for some people. One of Brené's beautiful gifts is that she makes the journey safe and inviting. I chose this selection because it offers a wonderful explanation of why it's so important to get into the dark world of shame, into the swamp, as Brené says, in order to live a full and wholehearted life. It was an absolute pleasure working with Brené and bringing you this program. I hope you enjoy it.
You can download this entire program, Men, Women, and Worthiness, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, The Journey to Worthiness, with Brené Brown.
When Sounds True approached me about doing this series on men and women and worthiness, I was really excited because it's a topic I feel very passionate about. I think in the last 12 years, my work on shame and worthiness and courage, vulnerability, fear has taught me the importance of having a conversation about these topics. And so when they invited me to do this, I just was excited and passionate. And I remember asking one question very early in the process, which was, am I allowed to talk about shame? Because I really want to talk about shame. And the response was, yeah, of course, we would want you to talk about shame. And I don't get that all the time because shame is a tough topic. But I have to tell you that looking back over the past, really the past 10 years specifically, and as I think about what it means to make this journey from I don't believe I'm good enough, I don't believe I'm powerful enough, beautiful enough, thin enough, important enough, loved enough, to make that journey from that place of struggle, a place, you know, and it's not a one-time journey. I mean, I can be dropped into that any moment of any day. But to make that journey from the place of struggle to the place of being enough, of really believing, and I would dare say knowing, not just believing, but knowing, because I think it's truth, that who we are is enough and that what we contribute and what we have to bring to our relationships in our lives is more than enough. To make that journey, we're going to have to wade through the marshlands. We're going to have to walk through the swamp that is shame. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't set out to study shame. And if I thought there was a way to I am enough that involved skirting around that area, I would have done it myself and I would be a huge advocate of it. But there's not. The whole idea, it's the Jungian concept of shame being the swampland of the soul. We have to walk through it and we have to understand how it works. And I think so many of us spend years standing in the quicksand on the side of that swamp, thinking how horrible it would be to go in it and really open up this idea of what is shame and how is it operating in my life and what kind of havoc is it wreaking? That's too painful. When the truth is that standing in the marsh, sinking a little bit all the time is a much slower, more painful way to go. And so the invitation is, let's get into this together. Let's figure out how shame works and let's meet the gremlins. Let's meet the little shame monsters that live in this swamp who are so quick to whisper in our ear that we're not good enough and that, you know, we don't know what we're doing. And let's talk about what that means as women and men and as people, because it's different for all of us. Qualities that shame has that are just connected to our humanity. But there are some messages and expectations that are absolutely gender specific. They are driven and organized by gender. And if you're thinking to yourself, you know, maybe this is interesting, maybe it's not, I'm not sure that shame applies to me. What I would tell you is that the shame gremlins show up in our lives in a lot of different ways. I'm thinking back to an email that I received from a woman who I was going to do an online program on my blog around shame, and she sent me an email that said, I love your work, not so much interested in the shame thing, that doesn't apply, but if you ever do anything on perfectionism, let me know. And I emailed her back and said, shame is the birthplace of perfectionism, it's where perfectionism comes from. And she emailed back and said, I had no idea. My friends and I all really struggle with perfectionism, but we don't claim shame. And I love that idea of not claiming shame because, unfortunately, I hate to start with kind of an ultimatum, but what I have found to be true is that if we don't claim shame, it claims us. You know, if we can't say, yeah, I get what it feels like to be not enough, and I want something different in my life, that we create this incredible operating system for shame because it just hates us talking about it. I have men who tell me often, I don't think I have any shame issues, but man, do I have some rage problems? You know, and what I'll talk about is that when it comes to shame, what I've learned from interviewing hundreds and hundreds of men is that men have two switches when it comes to shame: pissed off, shut down. We're going to do some swamp slushing and we're going to talk about what it is, but we're also going to talk about shame resilience. And that is, on the other side of that swamp, once we're willing to walk through it, take a look around, meet the gremlins, figure out how to deal with them, is the opportunity to live a life without playing small, to step into who we are, to build the kind of relationships that we want to build. And it's not about quick tips and easy answers, because I don't really subscribe to that. It's an unfolding, and it's about learning and knowing and talking. And again, I'm just really excited to be with you on this journey.